Working in Teams, Unit 8, sharing resources and information, tools to optimize performance. Unit objectives. At the end of this unit, learners will be able to demonstrate skillful use of collaborative tools and techniques, develop a system to provide full transparency of key information related to actions of the HIT team, and design an information sharing structure that supports high performance and knowledge exchange. Sharing resources and information, grounding. Sharing resources and information is important for teams to reach their goals and move toward high performance levels. Several elements are foundational in building structures to support sharing between team members. Technology changes teams' processes. Teams can do today with technology support much more than they could do yesterday. Sometimes that is literally yesterday. More information is available to team members, which means more responsibility for the members. The problem is not having information, but not being able to manage the massive information that is available. It adds to the responsibility of every team member to be conscientious about the quantity and quality of information that is shared.
Using a system for sharing information offers an opportunity to reduce the duplication of efforts and unneeded redundancy of information. As information comes available in a quicker flow rate, it is important that team members measure up by being more flexible in their access and responses to the new and updated information channels and content. Team members should learn to remain focused on the goal and the processes, then use the technology to assist in moving forward. Not the other way around. Don't start with the technology and attempt to find ways to use it. Keep your goals clear in clear view and use tools that help you reach them.
Sharing resources and information, behaviors. Sharing resources and information requires team members to adjust their behaviors in several ways. Team members need to adopt some consistent format standards for communicating, both in the jargon and the protocols used for processing the information. Members should refrain from protecting their information or using jargon that separates their material from others, putting it in a silo that only they can access and understand. Full transparency normally trumps keeping some information private. That is, it needs to be clear on the team when certain information is not being shared and for what reason.
One of the items in the team's ground rules should always be to define clear processes for organizing around the tasks required to reach stated goals. The behavior of team members should be aligned with the processes that are performed by the team. Those processes should align with the content or outcomes the team is addressing and developing. Often, the communication tools used by teams offer opportunities to level the participation of all team members with regard to time and distance. This allows team members the opportunity to redistribute the workload where necessary on specific elements of the development process.
Sharing resources and information, shifting paradigm toward text-based communication. The migration toward text-based communication offers several distinct advantages. First, text-based messaging tends to level the playing field by eliminating potential stumbling blocks to effective communication. These could include such things as regional dialects, cultural differences, differing levels of language proficiency, and communicative disorders. Along with the advantages, text-based communication introduces several disadvantages, such as potential constraints due to differing capabilities associated with devices in use and the level of infrastructure that supports those devices. Examples could include simple cell phones versus smartphones, high-speed broadband versus much slower internet access.
In HIT, it's important to try and reach this stage of sharing resources and information. All teams should be compromised of a cross-departmental representation to reach a common ground of understanding of how a specific application, system, or project will impact a department, clinic, office, or hospital agency.
Devices. As you can see on screen, we're looking at both communication platforms and signal types. As healthcare providers move from paper-based to electronic health record systems, new devices and delivery methods are becoming available that greatly facilitate access to health information. Many healthcare providers are already employing smaller, more portable devices, such as tablet PCs and netbooks, to collect and manage patient information. Healthcare professionals are using smartphones to stay connected to their patients' information. And smartphone apps are being developed to access health information quickly and efficiently.
As portable computing devices continue to evolve, the digital networks that carry their signals are also evolving. Wi-Fi, or wireless fidelity, connections currently offer relatively fast data transfer, but their use is limited to relatively small hotspots, usually within a few hundred feet of the nearest wireless access point, or WAP. 3G cell phone networks can transfer data from any point where there is enough signal strength, but their carrying capacity is often limited, making them pretty much impracticable for transferring large data files. 4G, also known as WiMAX, cell technology promises to help close the current gap between the carrying capacity of Wi-Fi and the accessibility of 3G. The development of these technologies promise to take health information out of the paper file folders and make it instantly manageable and accessible to both health providers and patients, irrespective of time or location.
Activity 1. Now take a deeper look at one of the above devices, doing some individual discovery research on the product. Perhaps you've used one of these devices. Which one do you think offers the most for a team's use?
Now let's do a site visit question for HIT. What type of device have you found most prominent in your visit to an HIT facility? How were they using this device?
Tools for interaction. We're looking at both asynchronous and synchronous tools in order to move a team toward more collaborative and more effective systems development and response to the objectives of their mission. Examples of asynchronous can be Basecamp, SharePoint, and Confluence. Examples of synchronous are Adobe Connect, Wimba, GoToMeeting, and Illuminate Live. Activity 2. Now take a deeper look at one of the above tools for interaction. Perform individual discovery research on one of the products listed on the previous slide. Perhaps you have used one of these products. Which one do you think offers the most for a team's use? Your instructor may pair you up with another student. Each partner should choose a different tool for interaction and build a case for its use in an HIT environment. Compare and contrast these two tools and try to reach agreement about the tool that is best.
Now for an HIT site visit question. What type of tool for interaction have you found most prominent in your visit to an HIT facility? How are they using this tool? Share these results with your partner from the above activity and perform a comparative analysis. How does each HIT facility deal with interaction? It will become more and more critical for hospitals, clinics, and physician offices to deploy this type of technology. Being part of a team that is looking to adopt this technology, you will have to understand the benefits and risks that come with moving forward in the electronic arena.
Tools for collaborative document development. There are many web-based programs available to support team collaborative document development. To follow are some examples.
When an HIT team is formed, one of the first things that will become apparent is that not all team members will be available for every meeting. There will always be physicians that are called away at the last minute, nurses that couldn't break away from patient care, and office managers that are dealing with a billing crisis. This doesn't mean that they will not be productively active team members, since work can still be done outside of a face-to-face meeting environment. One of the challenges will have to be the most up-to-date documents ready for review by all team members. Document version control is critical. It is good practice to decide as a team early on what tool to use for collaborative document development. The following slides describe some of the free and fee-based collaborative document development currently available.
Tools for collaborative document development. Redliner is becoming one of the more popular online tools to get around problems of controlling various versions of a document or work in progress. Unlike Google Docs, it offers a complete commenting and revision system.
Also on the document collaboration front, Doing Text has steadily grown into a robust hosted platform. It's available in a version where you can share documents via randomly generated unique URLs. This provides easy updating and immediately available documents for all of the team to work with.
Kablink is a free and open source collection of collaboration components that lets teams work offline and online. When work is produced offline, it can automatically be synced with other users' work online. Conferencing and wiki-like features are also available.
The motto of the Kalanos Workspace free open source collaboration platform is Think Out of the Inbox. To set up a team work environment, you click Create Space and begin inviting people. You can post files of many formats to collaborate on, instant message while you work, and track pending changes.
PBWorks suite of tools includes in-app, instant messaging, live notifications of changes to an organization's workspaces, live editing of documents, and voice collaboration. There are also business and legal document templates available in an online store. Businesses, legal firms, and schools pay just a few dollars per month per user. Pricing varies by package for PBWorks hosted collaboration apps.
The free file sharing service Drop.io is used by many editors and writers across the GigaOM network to easily upload files that can be shared with collaborators by simply providing a short URL to visit. Drop.io also now offers real-time collaboration features for tasks such as sharing files during phone conferences.
Based on the concept of combining a wiki with a blog, SocialText provides an enterprise-level group collaboration platform. Every person who is a member of an organization's SocialText account gets their own dashboard or personal homepage, where they can embed and arrange via drag and drop both personal and work information, images, and widgets. Email and microblogging are also integrated with the platform in useful ways. SocialText is free for groups of 50 users or fewer who want basic features and reasonably priced fee-based packages with all the bells and whistles are available.
eTippy incorporates elements of Twitter, Dig, wikis, and blogs to create a shared workspace through which ideas are fleshed out. Each user page is called a tippy, and it contains various ideas submitted by the tippy's users. You can export data to HTML for sharing on web pages. Free accounts are available.
MemberHub equips users with dashboards, discussion forums, shared calendars, and many other tools for sharing ideas and collaborating.
Colab offers a very feature-rich collaboration platform with a slick user interface. You begin by creating a workspace, which includes an integrated IM feature where discussions and participants are displayed on the page. Colab is available in a starter version, which includes 1 gigabyte of storage and 10 workspaces.
Tools for collaborative document development, a summary. Using a tool for document development will impact the processes of both the team itself and their relationships across the HIT environment. Rather than a paper trail, records and versions become permanent and are immediately available to anyone with access. The use of these products takes some adjustment, and some team members may be discomforted by this. In order to realize full potential of such collaborative document development tools, commitment from the organizational leadership is required.
The most significant benefit to utilizing collaborative document development is that it frees the team members from face-to-face collaboration. This frees up valuable time in the healthcare environment to perform other tasks, such as taking care of the patients.
Activity 3. Now take a deeper look at one of the above tools for collaborative document development. perform individual discovery research on one of the products listed above. Perhaps you have used one of these products. Which do you think offers the most for a team's use? Your instructor may pair you with another student on this activity. Each partner should select a different tool and build a case for its use in an HIT environment. Compare and contrast these two tools and try to reach agreement about the best tool for your use.
Now for an HIT site question. What type of tool for collaborative document development have you found most prominent in your visit to an HIT facility? How are they using this tool? Share these results with your partner from the above activity and perform a comparative analysis. How does each HIT facility deal with collaboration on document development?
Tools to measure team performance on sharing resources and information. The ability of teams to use tools to share information should be evaluated. A team's performance in sharing resources and information can be evaluated using performance evaluation tools. Such tools may include the following. Ground rules are used to measure individual contributions via peer evaluations, like a 360-degree evaluation format. Action plans are used to measure both the process and outcomes of team effort. Client reactions to the process and products are solicited by teams. Performance evaluation criteria can be applied to specific reviews of the team's ability to share resources and information.
In HIT teaming, it is important to set the ground rules early, preferably in the first meeting. One of the toughest ground rules is starting the meeting on time. Physicians are historically delayed by one issue or another, oftentimes just before a meeting. By having the ground rule of "the meeting will start exactly on time," sets the expectation that everyone should be in the room or on the conference call by that time. If not, then the second ground rule, that meeting minutes will be distributed within 24 hours of the meeting, keeps everyone on the same page. Another ground rule to consider is that the majority will be the decision-making body. Peer evaluations on sharing resources and information can be accomplished at the end of the project evaluations. Action plans are the key to success of the project. Without a plan, plan to fail. It is important to obtain client feedback, which can be accomplished through survey questions. This will also help in the feed forward, which can take place at the project evaluation meeting. Performance evaluation criteria will be performed at the project evaluation meeting. The project evaluation meeting will provide each team member with what went right and what could be improved on for the next project.
Ground rules and peer evaluations. Ground rules are used to measure individual contributions via peer evaluations, like a 360-degree evaluation format. The ground rules for sharing resources and information should follow the same format as all ground rules in being specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. SMART ground rules can then be more easily applied and performance can be reviewed for feedback and feedforward purposes. Feedback is providing specific information in response to what has happened. Feedforward is making specific suggestions as to what behavior is needed going forward into the future. Action plans are used to measure both the process and outcomes of team effort. The action plan would incorporate the elements for sharing resources and information. These would be reviewed accordingly.
Client reactions to the process and products are solicited by teams. This review would be customized to the elements of the team's ability to share resources and information with the client.
The client feedback process is to identify client representatives, request feedback and feed forward information at regular intervals, and involve the client in the end of project reviews. Performance evaluation criteria include quality of products and services, customer service, team member satisfaction, employee quality and work life, productivity, competitiveness, profitability, engagement of staff. This is an adapted list from Lawler's article, 1992, The Ultimate Advantage, Creating the High Involvement Organization. Each of these elements could in turn be used to evaluate the performance of the team's ability to share resources and information. Team process effectiveness criteria include greater number of ideas, more information considered, higher quality of decisions, higher acceptance rate of decisions, higher motivation and performance levels, offset personal bias and blind spots, and more apt to be creative. These are all assets of group problem solving from the Meyer 1967 article, The Need for an Integrative Function in Psychological Review. These elements should each be evaluated by the team's ability to share resources and information. Using them in a review of the project will help the team determine how well they were able to realize this goal.
Now let's do an activity. Develop and implement an assessment review of a recent team project that you have experienced. Use elements from the information provided above as you create and use your performance review. Be sure to include the ways that information was shared and was structured into the process of team performance. Now for an HIT site visit question. What type of performance evaluation of the team's ability to share resources and information have you found in your visit to an HIT facility?
Conclusion. You have now gained an appreciation for a variety of collaborative tools that can assist team performance. You have also met the challenges in demonstrating skillful use of collaborative tools and techniques, developing a system to provide full transparency of key information related to actions of the HIT team, and designing an information sharing structure that supports high performance and knowledge exchange.